And it's time to check in with Ron Macden of Macden Financial. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Jeff. Well, I was going to say something smart about that, but I guess I won't. I was thinking he's still trying to look 20 years old, but no, that's not working. But great voice, great memories, great times. I mean, going back to that, I thought he could have been 14 when he started singing. Anyway, it's let's shift gears here for a minute and talk about how beautiful it is outside right now. We come into this fall season, and we, you know, it just seems like it changes so quickly, doesn't it? And it, to me, when I look at, here it is, the past the middle of October already, I think, man, the year went by so fast. And I know I talk about this a lot because I think about it a lot. I think about the changes of the season. I think about how quickly time goes by, and it just reminds me, and my daily prayer is to remember to enjoy each day as it is, and thank God for the ability to be alive every single day to enjoy it. Because you know something? We do have a finite amount of time. We just don't know how long that is. What we do know is that we have the same amount of time as everybody else in each given day until the very last one. Now, what do we do with it? How do we approach it? I had a wonderful experience this weekend sharing at least a day and a half, you might say, of good manual labor with my buddies up at our deer camp, our annual gathering, and we get ready to do things to, you know, prepare, if you will, for the fall hunt, which is in a few weeks. And during the process, it's about cleaning up, it's about cutting wood, splitting wood, fixing trails, you know, removing the deadfalls from the trails, and that provides our wood for the campfires. And there's a few of us that kind of gather with different camps and talk about old times. And a lot of these people I see only once a year. Some of them, you know, are good friends that I'm talking to all year long. But I would say that the majority are people that we have an ongoing relationship with that we see once a year. And it reminded me, really, when I had some time by myself, I just thought, you know, this is a lot how business goes. We work, we do everything we can, and we might deal with something for a period of time, maybe once a year. And when we do, when we look at things, when I talk to folks about estate planning or retirement planning or checking up on your plans, knowing where you stand in order of it, a lot of those meetings with some folks are exactly that. It's a once-a-year review. And while we might talk during the year about particular things, it's kind of like an overall look at the whole program each year on whatever anniversary date that happens to be. What's significant about that? Well, the thing is, in the rest of the year, you're dealing with the things of life. You're doing everything that you do normally every single day. From time to time, those thoughts pop up. And when they do, it's a good time to write something down or to just make a note of it, give a call, do something like that, but kind of just an in-between checkup, you might say. But also, if it's something that is just something you want to review down the road, look, write it down. Get your folder out or whatever you have, whatever your portfolio looks like. Have a sheet, have a checklist in there, and just make a note on it so that if it's a few weeks or a few months before you actually talk with your advisor next, you have it there. It's the same thing with other things that we do. I mean, it's just like having a shopping list. You know, it's a lot easier to shop with a shopping list than it is just to go into the store hungry, and you know what happens then. So think about it. Think about what it is that you need or want to talk about in the future, because you may only do that a couple times or even one time a year with your advisor. And then you'll be better prepared. It's so difficult to remember to kind of search back and say, oh, I wanted to talk about something and now I forgot what it was. But if you've got it written down, the question is there. And then you might even start getting in the habit of doing the next best thing, and that is picking up the phone and calling in the meantime and say, hey, a thought just entered my head and I had this question. Would you put it in my file, or would you, maybe you have the answer right now that you can give me? And that really does allow us to be of better service to you. So think about that with the advisor that you might be working with now. engage them. Make sure that you're talking to them more than just when you have to. Whenever a thought pops up, do it, because time slips on by. And if you are anything like I am, when you have a thought, unless you capture that thought somehow, it's very, very difficult to remember with all the other things that are flying by you in a given day. But let's enjoy this wonderful, wonderful weather we're having and marvel in it, because it won't be too long, and we'll be looking forward to spring and thinking back to this past summer. But let's enjoy what we have right now. And if you have a question, you don't have somebody to turn to that's answering them for you, feel free to give me a call. I'll be sure to take the time. We'll get back to you. I'll come out. We'll sit down. No obligation. We'll answer your questions.
Well, Ron has dropped enough hints, so I hope by now you have that paper and pencil handy to write down this phone number. The phone number for Macton Financial is 952-936-2223. Or call Ron toll-free at 855-936-2223. And write down this website address, too. MactonFinancial.com. MACHTAN Financial.com. 952-936-2223. That's the phone number. Write it down. Give Ron a call today. Thanks, Ron, and we'll talk again on Tuesday.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I'm looking forward to it.